It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. We're together again. And I'm glad. It's been a long time since you and I have just sat down and looked at a book together. And I found this one that I thought you might like. It's a book of animals. This one right on the cover is a frog, a bullfrog. Frogs sometimes sound like... And then they sometimes just jump like that. I bet you could do that, couldn't you? This is the life picture book of animals. Oh, here's a beautiful animal. It's called a cheetah. See its spots? Cheetah. And this is a trumpeter swan over here. Just about to take off. I think it's probably called a trumpeter swan because it looks as if it's blowing a trumpet. Doot, 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 doot. Could you do that? Stick your neck out like this and pretend you were blowing a trumpet? Oh, here's some animals that you probably know. Big animals. That's right, elephants. See what's over here. Oh, this is a beautiful moth. It's called a Luna moth. And then over here is a green tree frog. Look how he holds on. Can really climb, that green tree frog. Well, here's something I wanted you to see. A real platypus. That's the way a real duckbill platypus looks. It's swimming. And there's its duckbill. This strange-looking animal, isn't it? Oh, look at these owl monkeys. Here. They have wonderful big eyes. And then over here is a madrigal. I don't think I've ever seen a real madrigal. Maybe you could see one someday in a zoo. Could you make your eyes look like a madrigal's eyes? An owl monkey's eyes are open like that. Now, these two are snakes. This one's called a bamboo viper. Very, very dangerous. And over here is a green python. Stay far away from them. Oh! You know what these are? Zebras. They look a little like horses running, don't they? Zebra. Can you say that? Zebra. Here's a beautiful superb bird of paradise. And this is another kind of bird called a king vulture. Oh, here too, I bet you know. This one's a tiger. Swimming, a swimming tiger. And over here is a sleeping lion. All these animals are alive. It's a really good feeling to know that you're alive, isn't it? Chairs and tables and things aren't alive, but people are alive. Growing things are alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling you'll find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's a good feeling to know that somebody's at the door, too. Will you look to see who it is out there? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Oh, good. I'm glad he came by.
Speedy delivery. Ah. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
Here's the film you ordered. There it is. Oh,
thank you. I didn't know you'd have it so soon.
Speedy delivery, you know.
Exactly. This is a film. Let me be sure to see that it is. Yes, this is a film of a real duckbill platypus.
That's what it is.
Would you like to see it?
Let me see. How long does it take, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, just a couple minutes.
Alrighty, just a couple minutes. I can watch it.
Good. Come to picture, picture then.
Alrighty.
I'll give the film to picture, picture here. There, picture, picture.
I said thank you.
That's what picture, picture says. Thank you. You're welcome, picture, picture. Would you show it to us now, please?
Thank you, picture, picture, thank you. I like animals, Mr. Rogers.
I must give you the film, because I know the library will want it back.
All righty, and if you'll just sign for that today, there's my book, here's the pencil, and just sign right on the dotted line.
Okay.
Why, thank you. Well,
thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery today, speedy delivery.
I'm glad you could stay to see that, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I like animals, and I like films, and I'll bring some more animals and some more films someday, Mr. Rogers, already.
Hope you will.
Well, good day, speedy delivery.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Which do you like better, setting up the little model of make-believe in the kitchen or making the trolley come? Well, some of you like one thing and some of you like the other. So why don't we do both? All right, come along. The kitchen first. There, fish. Daniel's clock. The platypus place. Lady Elaine Fairchild's museum. Go around. X and Henrietta's place. The factory. And the castle. There's the model of the neighborhood of make-believe. Now let's go get the trolley. Come on, trolley. Trolley, we would like to pretend today that we're going to the neighborhood of make-believe and to learn more about the sad news from yesterday. Will you take us? Okay, let's pretend that Mr. McFeely is talking to the trolley right away in make-believe, all right? In we go, neighborhood of make-believe.
Good day, trolley, good day to you. So you've heard the news too. Yes, about the platypuses. I don't see how King Friday can tell them to leave. Well, I guess you're right. It may be easy to come to this neighborhood, but it's certainly not easy to go from this neighborhood, is it, trolley? Well, good day to you. Good day and a speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, friends. Good day. How are you today?
Meow.
Yes, we're sad today, Mr. McFeely.
Are you sad because King Friday is making the platypuses leave?
That's right.
Meow, 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 fair.
It sure isn't fair. Dr. Bill and Elsa Jean are happy here.
Meow, 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 laid an egg, meow.
There's no reason to send somebody away.
Well, what do they think about it?
We haven't even talked with them about it yet.
Well, speedy delivery will just rush right over there. I have something in my speedy delivery bag. I'll take them and see how they are. All righty?
Meow.
All righty.
Meow, nice, Mr.
Good day, friends. Good day to you.
Meow, meow, Mr. Meow-feely.
All right.
Bye, Mr. McFeely. Wonder what he's going to give to them.
Meow, 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 plane.
Mr. McFeely.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, didn't see you there. Good day to you.
Good day. What's that airplane doing here?
Well, I just think we got to bring it over for Mrs. Platypus in case they have to leave. Oh, well, everybody knows your Uncle Friday is telling them to move. Why do you shush me?
Because...
Oh,
I thought I heard...
Oh, good day, Mrs. Platypus. Good day to you. I'm sorry you're having to leave the neighborhood. Sorry you're having to leave. Well, I'm very busy today. Very busy, Lady Evelyn. Here's the plane in case the platypuses need the plane. There you go. Good day. Good day, ladies. Good day. Speedy delivery.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
That's the strangest thing.
What is, Elsie Jean?
Well, I thought that Mr. McFeely said that we're going to have to move.
He did say that, Elsie Jean.
Well, it's not true, is it?
Uncle Friday wants you to leave.
Well, King Friday? Well, I thought he liked us.
Oh, he did, until he found out about your egg that the baby platypus will hatch from.
I can't help that. It just takes people babies longer.
Oh, I know. But it's just that Uncle Freddy wants his baby to be the first baby in this neighborhood.
And he wants us to move away.
Digger DeGorum is at the castle trying to help him change his mind, Elsie Jean, right now.
Here. What's all this I hear out here? What's going on out here, anyhow?
It's sad news, Dr. Bill.
Oh, has the egg cracked or something, Elsie
Jean?
Oh, no. Here, what's the matter now? What's the matter, dear? Here, what's
nothing
the matter
like that,
now?
Dr. Bill.
Oh, what's the trouble?
It's that Uncle Friday wants you and Elsie Jean to leave because he wants his baby to be first here.
Move away? Just because we're having a baby here? Why, that's ridiculous.
I know. Many of us think it is, Dr. Bill, and we're doing our best about it.
Well, I'm going to be the father, and I'll just go to see the king about this right away.
Oh, good for you, Dr. Bill.
Be careful, dear.
Oh, I'll be just fine. I'll be Bill fine, dear. We'll just see about this now.
Be brave and be strong, Dr. Bill. Be brave, and then be strong. Be brave. You will not be wrong if you are right. Keep your chin up tight and be brave and then be strong. Be brave and then be strong. Be brave. You'll not go wrong with fighting might. You will reach the sight. So be brave and be strong.
Somebody at the back door. Let's see who it is. Coming. It's Betty. Betty Aberlin.
Mr. Rogers.
Welcome.
Welcome. Could I make believe with you a bit?
Well, certainly. Would you like to use the model?
Yes, I wouldn't.
Well,
I want to make believe something about the castle.
Well, you seem to be in a hurry.
I am. I have an idea.
What is it?
Well, let's make believe that Digger DeGorum has just had a meeting with Uncle Friday, and that Dr. Bill is coming to the castle with a problem.
All right. Are you ready to make believe again? Okay. Right at the castle this time.
Oh, hello, Dr. Platypus. Lovely day, isn't it?
It's not a bit lovely, Mr. Gorham.
Oh, you've heard the news.
I've heard the Bill bad news, but I've come to do something about it.
Well, I wish you good fortune. Here comes the king now.
Digger DeGorum and Dr. Platypus, I presume.
Correct,
your
majesty. As always,
your majesty.
How do you do, friends?
Well, I'm afraid we're not doing a bit well, Queen Sarah.
Oh, why not, Dr. Bill?
Because your husband wants us to move away.
Move away? Well, why forevermore?
Because our baby platypus is supposed to hatch before your baby.
Well, of course it is.
What do you mean by that, Sarah?
I mean, of course it will hatch before our baby comes. Theirs will be an animal baby, and ours will be a human baby.
You're absolutely correct, Queen Sarah.
But theirs will come first.
Well, theirs will be the first platypus, of course. We couldn't hatch a platypus, even if we tried.
And then our baby will come.
Yes, and it will be our baby. and maybe it can play with the platypus baby.
Oh, that would be Bill nice, but what if we can't stay here?
What will they play? Football, baseball, gymnastics?
Well, they'll play what they want to play. And the sooner the platypus comes, the better.
Why forevermore?
Oh, it'll be better able to take care of our little baby when they grow to play together.
Oh, I see. Dr. Bill, I suggest that you go home and tell Mrs. Platypus that the king has changed his mind and to hurry up and hatch that egg.
Oh, King Friday, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. But of course we can't hurry it, you know. But we'll let you know when it comes. We'll let you know when it comes.
Well,
that's wonderful. Well, goodbye. Thank you, Queen Sarah. Goodbye.
Be sure to tell Elsa Jean right away.
Oh, I am so proud of you all.
Why do you say that?
Because, King Friday, you're beginning to act like parents already.
Someday I shall be a father of a human baby, which may have a furry platypus with whom to play.
Oh, Friday, you can be such a kind person.
Shall we all go to the tea room for some tea?
Yes,
it'll be lovely. Yes, come along.
Come along, Digger.
Oh, yes. Isn't it wonderful, Trolley? Dr. Bill told me. And isn't it fine that Uncle Friday changed his mind? I didn't either. I wasn't at all sure. Maybe they would have had to go away. Oh, so am I.
Babies just eat and sleep for a while after they're born.
But they won't just play football and all that, will they?
Well, not right away, no. Just as Queen Sarah says, they'll play just what they want to play.
It's more fun to make up your own play anyway.
Sure.
Thanks for letting me make believe with you today.
We were glad that Betty Aberlin would come and help us make believe, weren't we?
Well, I've got to go, Mr. Rogers.
Have a good day and a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Betty. Did Queen Sarah say? That baby platypus could grow up and play with their baby. Sure, and the sooner it came, the better. Bye, fish. King and queen could never have a baby platypus. And the platypuses would never have a human baby. No. Every baby looks like what the mother and father look like. Here's a walrus. Now, a baby walrus would grow up to look like a grown-up walrus. And here's an orangutan. Look at it, it's upside down. This is a sifakus over here. Isn't that a beautiful animal? And the baby looks like the mother. There's one I want you to see. Where is it? Oh, here. Isn't that beautiful? It's called Victoria Crown Pigeons. And look at this polar bear over here. With the baby polar bear. See? Babies look like the parents. Same kinds of animals. And the parents take care of the babies. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, I was very little too. Now I take care of you. I like to help take care of you. Mm-hmm. One of your big friends, aren't I? Next week, you and I will make believe together and do all sorts of things. Sure. But I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each week such a special one for me by just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.